Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And I'm Sean David Christensen.
Yay! Sean is the third host of the show now.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean, for being here.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
We ate delicious pizza.
Yeah.
From, where was it from?
Momo's, right?
Pomo's.
Momo's. Okay, all right.
Yeah, our old pizza place that we always went to was called Isis, which people always hear as Isis.
Oh,
and
oh no.
It's so good. It really is.
We support Isis. Pizza.
I understand why they have quite the following.
We should have them sponsor us. We mention Isis so much on this podcast.
They were right next door to Boko Haram kebabs.
What? Is that a song? Boko Haram karam. Boko Haram karam.
No, sounds like they're a song. Terrorist cell.
Boko Haram karam karam. Okay.
That sounds like a good song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally good.
I think it was in Beverly Hills Troupe.
That would be a good movie to watch.
Good movie to watch.
Yeah. Shelley Long.
Shelley
Beverly
Long.
Beverly Hills Troupe.
And
just kind of like Private Benjamin, but for kids, right?
Right. It was like, what was the Fat Camp movie? Heavyweight.
Heavyweight. Like, oh my God.
It was like the female version of that for me.
Was,
I don't know. It wasn't about weight, but.
Right, Heavyweights. Was the kid, there was a movie called The Big Green. Remember that one?
That was like a soccer movie.
Sports movie.
Was it the same child actor who was in Heavyweights?
I think they all, all of them were in the same movie, and Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, like he was in Sandlot for sure.
For sure, Sandlot.
Yeah. Yeah.
90s was a good like time to be a child actor. So many good movies. 90s,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little Rascals, like the remake, and
yeah,
that was my first exposure.
Oh,
to that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, all right, we got off track a little bit.
This is the Little Rascals podcast.
Little Rascal podcast.
The remake, you guys.
This
the
is a '90s child actor
no
podcast.
No girls allowed.
Oh, I know. He-Man Woman Haters Club. So we watched an amazing episode. It was crazy. Before we start, we always like to ask our guest, what is their Golden Girls background? And you talked a little bit about your experience with Golden Girls. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my grandma loved Golden Girls.
Yeah.
She had like a stable of shows. It was always like her go-to thing was Golden Girls. Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
And she also, even though it's not technically a sitcom, she loved 60 Minutes, which I don't feel like qualified. Which I don't, that
Thank
doesn't
you
qualify.
For being 60 Minutes.
It's not even in the same ballpark, but just those three shows were like quintessential, like grandma
well,
shows.
Well, you're going from like old ladies to old ladies and murder, and then 60 Minutes, which is kind of like this beautiful. Chain of
magazine.
Events, like things connecting to each other.
In fairness, I think Andy Rooney is the Sophia.
Yeah, and he's definitely the Sophia.
60 Minutes.
Dorothy is the clock.
I think that could have legit been a great sitcom, like Golden Girls, but it's like a bunch of older reporters who are getting. So it's like a cadre of like older reporters who are getting pushed out by younger by the Young Turks.
Oh, the actual Young Turks.
Not actually the Young Turks.
Yeah, Young Turks versus Golden Girls.
But like it's made like in the '80s, and like you know the younger guys are coming in. Like this older group of reporters have to steel themselves against the tide of history.
Oh wow, that sounds gripping.
You got Andy Rooney. You got Ed Bradley.
Maury Safer.
Maury. Oh gosh. But those were her shows, you know, and so this was
good
my
stable
first
of shows.
A good stable of shows. But this is my first time actually watching a cover to cover episode of Golden Girls.
Yeah. Oh, how was it? Did you?
I enjoyed it. Yay. I mean, the writing is very sharp. It's a very fascinating look at like it's kind of like that tide of like feminist shows. It kind of started with like Mary Tyler Moore, Maude. There's a show about there's a show about like the one. Is that what's the show? Eight isn't no. One Day at a Time. Is that a show?
That is a show.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
The one with quote. Yeah. And so this show was like interesting because it's like, you know, women live 20 years past their husbands. Like mm-hmm. they have a longer lifespan, and it's like this idea of, you know, your life can still continue mm-hmm. past that shelf date,
right.
which used to define you. But now it's like you have this 20 years of life that's just yours.
Yours yeah. to spend with other women.
Yeah.
Go ice skating.
Go ice skating. Go on dates.
Go on dates.
Right? Because Rue McClanahan was,
yeah.
I guess she's like the...
The slut.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Hot to trot.
Like, hot to trot.
Yeah.
She is self... claims to be a slut. I think so. Yeah, she's very proud of it.
Does she use the word slut on Golden Girls? I mean, that's pretty heavy.
Sophia does sometimes. She'll call her a slut.
Sophia has a whole stable of words for her, like floozy.
Floozy. Oh,
sure. And
the other day, she walked in and to the kitchen and was like, called her a slut straight up. You're a slut. Like,
it was, that's intense.
Yeah, I know. Well, she walked in and she's like, the dumb one's being a slut, and the slut one's being a dummy. Like,
so is that the season that David Mamet was the ghostwriter?
Yes, he was a ghostwriter.
For Golden Girls.
David Mamet does punch
Listen
up for
up,
Golden
sluts.
Girls.
Right?
Listen up, sluts.
What's my name? It's fuck you.
Fuck you. That's my name. You know what it takes to live in Palm Beach? It takes brass balls to live in Palm Beach. You sluts.
So as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener who didn't get to watch it. And so, Genevieve, go ahead.
All right. Well, it was a birthisode.
Birthisode!
Yeah! Which...
birthisode. That's the birthisode theme song.
Love it. So... Basically, this is our first birth that we've seen on Golden Girls.
Like, live.
Yeah.
Was there another one?
I think there were babies that were alluded to.
Yeah.
But this is the first one shown. And right. So Blanche's...
Physically shown.
Physically shown. It actually showed childbirth.
It showed a
on
vagina.
Golden Girls.
Yeah. A fucking baby coming up. Yeah.
We saw a crowning.
We saw a crowning. Yeah. We saw full dilation. It was mm-hmm. incredible.
So Blanche's daughter, Rebecca, as you guys might remember, she was artificially inseminated, much to Blanche's horror last season. And now she's back visiting from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And she decided she wants to have the baby in Miami. But Blanche is kind of upset by that because she's upset that she's a single mother.
Yeah.
And it'll ruin her reputation.
Her sterling reputation.
And so she doesn't want her to have the baby.
And that's like the end of the second act point of conflict gets resolved. Yeah.
Yeah. And Rose takes up ice skating.
Yeah.
Which is Betty White's character.
Betty White's
character.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm playing catch.
And then, right. And then there's this weird C plot of like Dorothy wanting to be accepted by Sophia, like for a hot minute. For like a minute, that happened.
It really felt shoehorned.
It felt like a little, it felt shoehorned into that hospital scene.
I feel like that's more of a motif for like the whole series.
The whole series. But at this, like,
having like a parallel
Dorothy
story
was
line.
Like legit, like, angry for like her. She was physically like upset about like
that's just
what she turned out to be.
I just feel like that's Dorothy's way of
out.
Yeah, like Dorothy just has a lot of anger.
If I may interject, so Dorothy is B. Arthur, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. It did. She does have anger. Like, she has like this like slow burning, like just simmering, right?
Yeah. She's very, She's layered, man.
Layered.
She's layered woman. Literally with drapes and cloth.
Okay. And we have to talk about these day wear.
Yes. And now, nightwear.
Nightwear.
Both wears are crazy.
Right.
Day wear. I
so
like it.
Saturday.
Day wear.
It's the right term, but yeah. It's day wear.
It was next level insane.
Yes.
So Saturdays are my day off from work, and like watching the Golden Girls, the outfits they put together for their days off, or like when I come home to my wicker filled house with like hanging plants
style home
and like mauve art prints, I'm gonna wear nothing but like diaphanous floral print robes
that just
billow, and just you're so free, like sundresses. It really makes me want to like go buy some wear that.
Yeah, like why don't you dress this way all the time?
Just legit dress like William Hurt from Kiss of a Spider Woman. Just like just commit to that blousey.
You're just drinking wine all day from the moment you get up and reading romance novels.
Yes.
And just like, oh my God, that would be the best life.
Catching up on those shows you've been binge watching and like your cues of episodes you gotta, you know, it's like
crying about how you used to be a famous actress when you were younger.
Yeah.
Now I'm just getting into Sunset Boulevard motif. Okay, so
going shopping at Ralph's.
Yeah, we got sadder.
Padding through the aisles at Ralph's. That slow pad where your heels never quietly lift off the ground. They just kind of shuffle.
They find you murdered on a staircase.
Yeah.
Like,
right by the Johnny Depp mural on the side of the Los Feliz 3
that'd
cinema.
That'd be the best thing ever.
Yeah, that's where it's at. That could happen.
It could happen, guys.
Listeners in Hollywood,
we predicted
look out.
Look out.
It's going to happen to you, Sean. Your life.
But like, I felt like those were the two parallel storylines. Like the Blanche, right? Is the gal from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, there was that, it seemed slightly kind of like, you know, very stilted the way it was, that point of conflict of like, you didn't tell me you're getting an artificial insemination. Are you embarrassed of me? Embarrassed to have me your daughter? And they kind of resolved it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But
by a sentence.
By a sentence.
With a sentence of acceptance. She's like, love will help my daughter push this baby out. And it worked. It worked at the end.
It was love and it was acceptance.
Acceptance
cause
that
she was,
helps the baby come out of you.
Yeah, because the whole episode, she's just writing her about, I mean, like, I'm embarrassed. You know, this is so strange that you're doing it this way, that you don't have a husband, that, you know, I told you not to do this and you did it anyway. And then you want to go to this birthing center where it's all about natural childbirth.
Right.
And
which for like 1990, like that was like.
Yeah.
A scandal.
That was like being a prostitute.
Pretty much. Okay. For most of these women, like most of the Golden Girls, like their birthing experience, they probably took Twilight, the drug that just like knocked them out.
Yeah.
And like they were probably just like handcuffed to like a bed.
Handcuffed to a bed and a radiator.
Gave them heroin.
You gave them heroin, yeah.
Yeah.
So all right, so the first scene was Sophia was cooking, Dorothy comes in, and I forget what the opening joke was, something about Mexican
what
food.
Did we have last night? Mexican. Oh, then I'm fine.
Because they're going to room together.
Oh,
so she's
going
to fart, or so she's going to be fine, I guess, with her farts.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
Then Rose comes in with this crazy figure skating outfit. That was...
She looked good.
Yeah, she looked great.
White looked good.
She looked great.
She looked great.
Yeah.
It was this blue velvet... I almost got to sneeze. With like this pink, like violet rose, like finishing on the collar that was glimmering. And then she had like a sleepy time nightcap scarf. It was. It was weird.
She had like pink earmuffs.
Pink earmuffs.
Pink earmuffs.
She was ready to go.
Was she holding a pair of ice skates?
Yeah,
kind of like swung over, like kind of like
over her.
Oh,
like,
hello.
I'm gonna go figure skating.
I'm gonna go figure skating.
I'm gonna join the Olympics right now. But she looked out of control, and I loved every moment of it.
It kind of reminded me. In high school, I had a friend that had sadly kind of a mental break. And would tell everyone that she was going to try out for the Olympics.
Oh, no.
For ice skating. And and she had never ice skated before. But she was like, she kept telling us, like, I can figure it out.
Like, figure skate it out?
Yeah, I can figure
skate. Was she cognizant of that she's making, like, a super great pun? Or was it just like happenstance?
That's the real tragedy of it. She didn't even know.
That's the tragedy. She was unaware how on point her puns were. Oh, I hope your friend's okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you know. I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
There was a girl that used to walk around my neighborhood in Flagstaff saying that she was going to be a famous painter. And she was kind of just gone at that point. She just start knocking on your door and start talking to you about becoming a famous painter. And
that's the way to tell people that you're becoming a famous painter is door to
door. Door to door. You gotta pound the pavement to really, you know.
Yeah. She was in one of my art classes. She ended up in one of my art classes in the painting class.
Oh no.
And it was just like,
she made
uncontrollable.
It.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to her. She just kind of disappeared.
Into the woods. I kind of got that sense that Betty White's character, what's her name?
Rose.
So is Rose a bit
dumb?
Slightly delusional? It seems like she creates like these like narratives in her head.
This episode, I would say yes, because there was that whole, she couldn't quite grasp that she was having a baby during that scene.
That was odd.
But it was very like slapstick melodrama. Like she couldn't figure I don't know. It was just kind of odd that she couldn't grasp that she's having a child.
She's like a 58-year-old woman.
Yeah, she's a 58 who's had like five children.
So like five children.
Yeah.
But she seems like she's entering that stage of like, where, I don't know, the connection isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm.
She wants to,
a little bit loopy.
Well, she wants to make her parents proud.
Are her parents dead?
I think, well, she's a stepchild, right?
She was adopted.
She was adopted. Her mom, like, she's super old, right? Remember we met her once?
Yeah. Her mom's still living.
And she's kind of like a very active woman, you know, and Rose is kind of overprotective of her. Mm. And I don't think we've ever met her dad yet so far. So I don't know. She's still trying to make them happy somehow.
there are like deep rivers of human drama underneath Golden Girls. I'm almost more interested in the imagined dramatic version of Golden Girls instead of the show I just watched.
Well, we have this theory that Rose is insane and that this whole thing is in her imagination. Oh, she's just sitting in an insane asylum, like dreaming up these scenarios, because she does have like spiraling mental problems sometimes.
No, it really seems that way.
Yeah.
You have that slightly glassy look in the eye where it's just like, you know,
she's gonna murder
anybody. My skating instructor, Niles Jorgensen, is gonna do this and this and this. And it's like, no, your skating instructor is like the bad guy at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, this isn't real.
Wow.
You read his name tag backwards and thought it was Danish. No, he's just a bad dude.
She just saw an ice machine, and that's what she associates with ice skating.
The ice machine next to the aisle you check out.
She's just gone crazy and bought an ice skating outfit or had it made. I think that you get ice skate outfits made, right?
Like, yes.
I think most of those costumes are made by insane people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's mostly like just people commissioning them.
I think B. Arthur's leftover fabric, they just grabbed it and turned it into an ice skating outfit, whatever it was trailing. We have a theory that they make B. Arthur's outfits backstage. Custom made.
Out of scraps?
Out of scraps. fabric. There's like mood fabrics backstage just for Bea Arthur.
Well, Bea Arthur, I mean, like she was the most accomplished of the performers. She has a Tony Award for MAME. She got 9 Emmy nominations for the show.
She's like legit.
Second only to Mary Tyler Moore with 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bea Arthur. Yeah. Dorothy is legit.
So why would they do a disservice to Bea like that?
Yeah.
Is it Bea or Bay?
Bea
Arthur?
It's Bea, but I wish it was Bay.
Yeah.
That's
Bay.
Amazing. Bea Arthur.
So Bea. Why would they do a disservice to Bea Arthur by saying, listen, Bea, we're going to make your outfits backstage.
Nothing.
Out of scraps.
Each day.
I don't measure you. That seems like a raw deal.
This is an outfit made from a converted horse costume. So. No disrespect to Bea Arthur or Bea Arthur. But.
Bea Arthur. Bea Arthur.
But that would be funny.
There's a meme that goes around, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like Bea, and then it's a face of Dorothy. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's so. Awesome. Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
I love Bea Arthur. She's awesome. She's the best. And
legitness.
And that? This is a little bit of a tangent, but I think Bea Arthur is getting sexier in the series.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of felt that.
Okay.
She's maybe more confident, and you feel it.
Yeah. Totally. I think it is. I think part of it's confidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got a new hairdo.
6 years, she's fucking got it. She's got it down, you know.
Because the show was on for how long?
It was on for 7 years, 85 to 92.
That's a good run.
It's a great stretch. We're almost there too. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Blanche is straight up like still pissed off. Okay, like. The sperm episode, the sperm bank episode, the spermisode, as we called it. It was at the end, she like accepted that she was gonna have an artificial grandchild or whatever.
Right.
I guess those aren't the best words to say. But to
not in public
company. Your child is artificial.
This is my artificial grandchild.
He isn't, he's not real. But like, so then. It's almost like she just said that and then turned around and was a bitch. And then like, so she says this to her, to this episode, she says, I accept you. Then she's going to just turn around and be like, oh, you don't have a husband. You had your child at it wasn't a birthing center, but like you had your child, like not using drugs. Like, I don't know if that was an issue. Like, she wanted her daughter to not feel the pain. Is that what she meant by?
Well, I mean, I think mostly it's just, and now like the movement has gone more towards like natural birth. So like it's, but like back then it was just like another odd way, hippy dippy way of doing things. Like, I'd say now probably the closest thing to that would be, home births. There's a lot of people that do home births or like
palm birth.
Home births.
Oh. Palm birth is in God holds like, you in the palm of his loving hand.
Yeah, you just catch the baby and
you just
palm.
Rub your palm on the vagina.
You just rub your palm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, like there's people
on a palm tree.
And you know, like having a doula and stuff like that. Some people find that really odd. And
I also think that back in the 80s and early 90s, when women started talking about, oh, I want to have a natural birth, and they would be discredited, that was almost a way of like dominant male society making them feel stupid. Like, you know, like, oh, like, no, dumb. Like, you need to go to a hospital.
Yeah.
Let me do this for you. Like,
yeah. Let a man with a whistle scream at you.
Okay, let's talk about that. So Anthony, tell us what happens later in the episode with the coach.
So we're gonna jump ahead. We've already jumped around so much. Fine. It doesn't matter. So like, so they call Rose to call the coach. Because she goes on into labor, and she calls her figure skating coach, and this guy is on board. this guy shows up. He's like, okay, I don't know. You guys going to pay me? I don't know what's going to happen.
He's like,
here.
I got a whistle.
Yeah. And he says, I sell hats.
He puts ice.
What was that?
Right.
What was
I sell hats. Yeah, what that throwaway line.
What was that about?
Well, he sold Rose that hat with the little poof ball at the end in the figure skating outfit. But I think he sold her. Did you see that?
But he was a coach.
Oh, no, wait. She wasn't wearing... It was a scarf.
Right. So he sold a scarf. So he's a coach.
Maybe he's a...
It's a side gig selling
side gig.
Scarves.
He makes scarves and hats, guys. Poor figure skater.
You gotta do what you can
do. Like a figure skate coach in Miami? That's gotta be a tough gig.
Yeah.
Like I mean you can't do that full time.
You could be like a highlight coach.
Haberdashery and figure skate coach. That's what it says in his business card?
In Miami.
I also do hats, and I'm also a birthing coach.
I'm also a certified birthing coach.
I don't know. I believe
it. Intense.
I think
he puts
like,
figure skates on the baby. Let's go.
Come on,
baby.
That guy is. I bet he's delivered a baby before. I'm just gonna go out. I got that feel from him. So.
Okay. But,
yeah, he came into a birthing room and it was chaos, and he just like all the Golden Girls were there, and he was like, you know what? I just want a few people in here. I just want
some people to like me.
Yeah.
Then okay, so there is this. The next scene was Rose comes in with these weights on her ankles, which I've worn.
Oh, nice.
They were trendy back in the day. They might be trending now. I don't know. But my mom had them, and she put them on when she like exercised.
Did she fill them with water?
No.
They make ones like plastic ones. You can
oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or like
they're floaties
or sand,
like floaties. Oh, floaties are air.
They're like reverse. they're like reverse floaties.
Floaties.
You
they're filled with fire.
Yeah.
So floaties become weighties.
Yeah.
They're like weighties.
Weighties.
Yes. Don't try to swim with those.
Don't try to swim with those.
Bags full of 80 pounds of sand. Don't do that.
Well, if you break through the ice, then you're fucked because you're wearing these weights.
Well, you're not wearing them while you're skating.
Oh, that's right. You're wearing them while you're grocery shopping.
Yeah, you're wearing them to strengthen your ankles.
Yeah. I need to
buy
some.
And that was a great bit of business, to have her like constantly in scenes shuffling, right?
Yeah.
I really loved how the blocking in the show is so clever with just like having her always doing this little bit of business in the background.
Moving around,
shuffling.
Always. They all come from theater background, so they know how to activate every thing they can. It's great. And then Becky shows up. She's prego as fuck.
Okay, I got one thing to say about that. Yeah. Like, I hope she drove because you're not supposed to fly if you're more than 6 months pregnant.
Maybe she lied.
Because you can. A good friend of mine just gave birth, and she went to a wedding at the very end of her. And
oh dear,
of her pregnancy,
the third trimester, or like the very end of that.
Yeah, like she went like maybe like I think she was like 6 months. She was right there, so like she got while she was at the wedding, her water broke.
Oh, stealing the fucking scene!
Way to go, steal my day.
It was even worse though because her water broke, but her baby was so young, like they couldn't really deliver it. They wanted to keep the baby in, so she had to like stay in this town for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the premise for like a sitcom.
Yeah.
The water breaks and she's stuck in this town.
Yeah.
And it's like a limited series. It's like a 10-episode Amazon
episode
original.
Netflix. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or maybe like a Hulu original.
Actually, it really would have been good.
But it's 10 episodes of like, what do I do with this 2 weeks I'm stuck in this town? And I meet these new people, and
you have to like maybe waddle around.
Yeah, maybe she meets like the handsome guy who works at the hardware store, and she's I don't know, should I stay here?
Should I just stay here?
Or should I move back to the big city? That would be interesting.
And then the last episode, she has a baby.
Yes. Well, no. Well, the water broke. Well, when did she deliver the baby?
About 2 weeks later, because they were like trying to.
So that's the end.
They wanted to keep the baby in the womb because basically the longer the baby is inside the womb, that's when it. I mean, the last trimester is when the baby develops a lot of its systems and stuff like that.
I thought maybe like the groom delivered the baby, or like. That would have been cool. Like, it was
the
like,
priest delivers the baby. The DJ.
The DJ. That'd be great.
There's a whole cast of characters at the wedding. It's like a...
They like dance. Everyone's dancing with the baby.
I like that. Like,
doing the chicken dance with a newborn.
It's a fascinating story. It's a very stressful time in my friend's life.
Oh, yeah. It's a great story.
Great story.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Very good.
Okay, yeah. So Becky... crazy, and even driving at 9 months pregnant, that's still kind of crazy by yourself.
Yeah,
all like, through Florida.
From Atlanta,
Florida is a long drive. Yeah, that's a long drive. That's like a that's a whole day.
That's a day. That's a fucking 6-7 hour drive.
Georgia to Atlanta too.
Yeah, she's fucking like, dang.
It's like that scene from Moonlight when he drives from Atlanta to Florida. She did the Moonlight drive.
Moonlight.
Guys, if you haven't seen Moonlight yet, if you're listening,
it's really good.
If you're listening to this podcast, like 5 months later, when Moonlight wins all the all the Academy Awards,
I saw Moonstruck.
Close. I mean, pretty much, pretty much the same movie. Pretty much the same movie.
Okay, great.
Moonlight, yay. Moonstruck,
but with black people instead of Italians.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay, so it's weird also, like, why didn't Blanche just visit her? If the whole reason that she needed to be close to her mom, maybe the mom should go to Atlanta and have the baby. And if she was smart, the baby would have been born in Atlanta and she would have been embarrassed of destroying her reputation or whatever. It didn't make sense. And also,
because if she's like,
and then Blanche was like, legit, let's have the baby in Atlanta, even though you just drove the whole day here, 9 months pregnant, and I let you. And like, and but if she has, but fucking Blanche is from Atlanta, wouldn't that soil your reputation there too? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
You're fucked either way, woman. You should do it in the birthing center where no one knows you.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
And they're really down on this birthing center, which I will
really
agree.
Are. Oh yeah, we haven't even gone into the birthing center.
Room. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
That wallpaper.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
We go in. Beautifully tacky. It's aggressively feminine. It's just all flowers and birds. It's very pink.
Lilac and lavender.
Print on top of print.
Yeah.
Like.
The bed sheet print was the same print as the wall.
It was amazing. Oh my God. And it was just, I think it was just Dorothy's room, just redecorated.
Yeah.
And then we had Fran from Mad About You.
Yeah.
Fran from Mad About You showed up.
But with the most hair I've ever seen her have in my life. Like, I think she's never had that much hair before.
Yeah.
She has her birthing center hair. Her
birthing center.
Yes! And the way that we described it is she looked it's like she was bangles. A hybrid between slightly taller, softer features Nora Dunn and Fran Drescher.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
She was like she was like a synthesis Fran between Drescher those two hair. Those two people.
She was a mutant. She was So dude, okay. So then like I didn't know what a birthing center looked like or imagine what it looked like, but hostel it seems to be the or Airbnb seems to be the theme of because I imagine like I don't know what I imagine a birthing center to look.
Well,
I thought
I mean,
a birthing center would be more hospital like to me.
It's kind of like a hotel. Like
is
it's kind of like a hotel, but there's more
hotel
medical
for
stuff.
Babies.
Hotel for babies.
Hotel for babies.
That's great.
Baby hotel.
Yeah. I mean, they're like probably. I mean, that place was probably. We're just seeing like a birthing suite, though. Really, and, we're not seeing
okay.
like
yeah, we're the actual center where they birth.
No, I think that's the room that the mother goes to.
So she doesn't give birth on that bed. That's what I imagined.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, that's kind of weird that all these women are Do they switch the mattress?
There's some theories that like when you're birthing, like you're more comfortable if you're in like comfortable surroundings rather than like in a hospital. Yeah. Like it's like you really there are certain
Okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
Because so. I was like, what's the point of that? You could just do it at home. Why don't you just have your baby at home?
Yeah, but does your house have like a lilac print? Oh, that's like a psychic nightmare room? No, I don't think so.
That's true. I don't
think so, you guys.
Yeah, my house has no wallpaper.
Pregnant lady orgies at night.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Lots of shrieking going off camera. It was scary. That scene was like kind of scary.
I know.
It was like a sitcom version of like Cries and Whispers.
Yeah. And then that woman was like, come in and check this out. Like,
I know.
I was inviting a group of women to this birth.
If I were pregnant, I wouldn't want that at all. I wouldn't be like, yeah, let's invite more people to see how this goes.
Hey, everybody. Just like invite, yeah, do like a Facebook event.
Look, she's pooping on the table now. That's great.
Deal. Yeah. Come look at my baby come out of me.
No.
Not interested.
Not interested. Nope. Sorry.
I'm checking not interested. Yeah. Can't go.
I'm ignoring.
Ignore.
Interested? Okay.
Interested? Not going to go. Or what I've seen people do a lot, because I don't really use Facebook a lot, but like when people say, "Oh, I'm totally going to that," and they don't go, is that the highest form of like I am so interested in this? Yeah. Is that how people show an ultimate form of interest, where you say, "I'm totally going, but I'm totally not going"?
It's fucked up. Because it happens
all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anybody
listening, like, have this?
One third of people that say they're going are going.
Yeah, it's like one third.
It's fucked up. It's a power move.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like when you fix a guy's tie, that's a power move.
That's establishing true dominance.
Yeah. Yeah. Or when you order for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be having the lobster Nürburg.
She'll be having water with ice.
One lemon slice.
One lemon slice. Pre-squeezed.
Seeds. What's the most gentle way? What's the most gentle way to establish true dominance?
I think it would be
burning a mix. I don't know.
Unfollowing someone on Facebook and then running into them and being like, what have you been up to? I have no idea. Because I unfollowed you.
Feigning ignorance.
Well, or pretending to not remember someone's name. Or calling them by the wrong name. Oh,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, that's very, very good. Or
call them the wrong name twice.
You say goodbye.
Or a birthday card and you intentionally spell their name wrong. Someone would spell Sean with an S-H-A-W-N.
I just celebrated a birthday.
Ooh, that's a very...
On Facebook.
That's a power
Happy
move.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And as my name is Genevieve... Yeah, I got a few people that were just like, yeah, happy birthday, Geneva.
Geneva.
Oh, no.
fuck those people. If you're listening, which you fuck those you.
Fuck also, those people. I've noticed a trend where people don't want to say happy birthday full anymore. They just say birthday. Or HBD, and I'm like
HBD.
That sounds
STD.
That sounds like an HPV.
Yeah, it does.
Herpes butt disease.
Yeah, herpes butt disease.
That's what they're wishing me.
It's HBD Awareness Month, you guys.
Human butt.
So who
disease.
Called you Geneva?
Oh, I don't want to say.
Okay, well then don't.
Fuck. That happens a couple times every year. Yeah. Like
I get that.
Yeah, it's fine. My name's long. It's got a lot of vowels and so it's got too many V's. Like it's
no, they're dicks. They're dicks. Okay, so they fucking she changes her mind about the birthing center. I guess she's like, I guess maybe. I don't know. She changes her mind about the birthing center, but she doesn't change her mind about not using drugs.
Yeah, which I found to be odd.
Like,
I think maybe she wanted to go. I think she wanted to go to the hospital so she could have a possibility of of having drugs.
Yeah, because she could have gone. Because, like, okay, she went to the birthing center one day. The same day they went to the birthing center, she gives birth. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They spent the whole day.
Oh, was that the bed?
Dealing with the birth stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the bed that the two were sharing, the mother and daughter, was that the, was that a bed at the birthing center?
No, that, that was at their house.
So they went to the birthing center, then screaming happened. She said, like, oh, no, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah. And then they shared birthing stories. They
shared birthing story. Yeah. That was a great joke. That was a first ballot Hall of Fame joke. I gave birth to you during the Depression.
Mine. Depression. Oh, that was great. That. So good and so specific to these characters because she's so old and she's in the 80s, you know? I mean, well, the 90s now. Yeah. Whoa, I forgot to say this was 1990, September 23rd is the air date for this episode.
Yeah.
And I didn't even say the name of the episode. Didn't I? It's titled Blanche Delivers, but if you clicked on here, you already know that. Okay, so whatever.
It's fine. You're right. Covered. It's
I'm covered. Anyway, but where were we at?
We were at, they leave the birth center, and
then she gives birth. Did she
her goes water into breaks, labor. Right?
Yes.
And it's like, all right, it's time to ship up.
Yeah. They lay her on her bed, on Dorothy's bed.
Yeah.
Which is she's probably like, moistened? Are liquids coming out then?
Well, I mean, if the water broke, I mean, it probably broke somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean. So then she might just be a little damp.
Okay. All right.
I'm just like concerned about Dorothy's bed.
Dorothy's going to have to change her sheets. Let's just put that.
She's
going
to have to change her sheets.
Well, if they get a Casper mattress, you know. Promo code Golden.
Promo code Golden. Is a Casper mattress like a non-wedding bed? A non-wettable bed?
I don't know.
Okay. A non-wettable bed? I don't know. Okay. So they fucking take her to... Oh, yeah. Then there's a whole crazy scene where they're trying... Rose is going to boil some corn and Blanche is, and then her mom is like, okay, first they made up. She's like, mom, maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't have the baby at the birthing center. And then the next scene, she's fighting with her mom. She's like, no, just go back to bed. And then I'll call you when he graduates high school. I'm like, okay, things took a turn. You were just friends.
She is hormonal and she is giving birth.
Okay, yeah.
And her mom is, I mean, Blanche is pretty much known for making it about her.
Right.
Right.
So, right. Yeah.
Well, you really get an idea of why the daughter left, why their relationship is strained.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if your mother is like a, I don't know, just
selfish
like
person.
A selfish person who has like a revolving door of boyfriends and relationships. Then that's your relationship model growing up.
Right. Or and she then, kind of like...
you distance yourself from that.
She's rebelling by not having a man.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
She's rebelling by the most way you could rebel against a person like Blanche is by completely being devoid of penis in your life. Fucking A.
It's heavy.
It's fucking crazy.
It's like in Family Ties, like the kids rebelled because their parents were hippies and they all became Republicans.
Oh yeah. There you go. More conservative.
Yeah. This is
so
their...
you're fucked if you any way you are as a parent, you're fucked because your kids are gonna rebel.
Something to look forward to.
So they're at the hospital. There's these back and forth scenes from the waiting room and then to the hospital, to the other scene with the doctor who I couldn't really grasp this doctor's character. It was
very aggressive.
I am
but,
here.
But competent.
Yeah.
Like he I mean, whatever he did seemed to work out. They gave birth to a healthy what looked like a 9-month-old baby.
Yeah, a healthy 9-month-old baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The baby didn't come out red or
no, not at all. Not at all. They were just, and it was like, you know, sparkly clean and dry. A dry baby.
Dry baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was cute. But there was that little shoehorned thing about this running like plot line of like, is it Dorothy is Bay Arthur, Bay Arthur?
Bay Arthur.
Yeah, yeah.
This
Dorothy,
thing of like...
Yeah. The Queen Bay.
Queen Bay. So Queen Bay and Estelle Getty are talking about how like... Because she seems conflicted too about where she is with her mom.
Yeah. So what led to that was... So they were like... So they're trying to solve... So they're talking about birth. Oh yeah, birth, whatever. And so then they go into Rose's thing about figure skating. And then Rose is or something. Fuck. So like, I'm fucking this up. Sophia's like talking about raising children or something. And then sort of segues into Rose's like, yeah, my parents are very strict on me. They made me go figure skating. And then that's when they solve the Rose issue of why she's figure skating. Like you shouldn't be figure skating because your parents wanted you to be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let that go.
Let it go, girl. You're fine. and then there was a whole joke, like, she couldn't do an 8 without first making a snowman. Mm. And then she had to delete the arms and the face or something.
She had to cut off the arms and head.
Cut off the arms and head. So she had to, like...
Very graphic.
Wash it out or like scrub them out. Is that a weird joke? Is that just like a weird joke?
It's a bit of a weird joke. Yeah. Yeah.
It's is kind that of how you learn to ice skate by making snowmen? Snowman?
Yeah.
Well, I
or make figure eights.
That's how I learned. It was like the way that you. Oh, it's like the way you point your toes, like you point, kind of go in and then you go out and then you go in and
isn't
out.
That like yeah. skiing?
Yeah, it's skiing too a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think so. The only thing I know about skiing is from South Park where they say pizza, French fries. Pizza.
Is it pizza bunny ears?
French fries.
Pizza French fries, yeah.
Pizza French fries?
Pizza I French fries.
Pizza bunny ears. Pizza bunny ears.
It could be.
I don't know.
I mean,
French fries seem. I guess French fries are that way.
That's what they said on South Park. Because
okay.
it was.
Okay, here's the thing. So, some,
so I don't know. I don't know about skiing.
I was eating French fries recently. This is a bit of a segue.
I was eating pizza.
I eat French fries like clusters at a time.
Yeah, me
is
too.
Is that. Okay, because she like looked. That, cause, right? Yeah, because she looked at me.
Sorry for the sound.
The person I was eating French fries with, my friend looks at me like I'm like a Martian. Because I eat them 4 at a time. As like a little bundle of salty kindling.
Yeah.
Top of the ketchup. Yeah. She's like, wait, how many French fries do you eat at a time? Like, I don't know, like 4 or 3?
Yeah.
She eats them 1 at a time.
How? How? Why?
Just 1? And I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe your friend has eating issues.
I mean, it depends on, okay, it depends on the type of the fry. If it's like a steak fry, like a thick
cut. See, that might have been it.
Yeah, if it's like a shoestring fry, oh yeah, I'm definitely going like 3-4 times. I'm
definitely going 3 or 4 times.
I don't have that much time.
Yeah.
I think what happens is I apply the same rubric of fry eating regardless of fry size. I ate.
Even steak fries?
Yes. I think that might have been a little bit too intense.
Oh, were they steak fries friend. With your friend?
They were kind of steaky.
Oh.
Steaky. Not full on steak fry size.
Yeah.
I eat chips in giant mouthfuls.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I do that.
But some people eat them 1 at a time. And I'm always like, are you just doing that because I'm here?
You
want to put a camera on someone's house and put a bag of chips there and see how they eat them when no one's around.
You can eat like 20 Pringles at one time.
Yeah. You're chewing into a potato.
For some reason, though, Pringles, to me, I do 1 at a time on Pringles. For just Pringles specifically. Because,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Cause just because they're so... They've made such an effort to make such a whole chip. And so I just have...
You feel for them.
Yeah. I feel like you gotta like appreciate the whole chip one at a time.
I eat two at a time because I have to make the duck lips. And then, hey, dumb. I ate my own beak. Okay, so they figure their shit out in the waiting room. Great extras, by the way, in this waiting room. They're very busy.
They're having really like these micro dramatic moments of like quietly breaking down in a corner. Like shoulders, shoulders gently heaving a little bit. I was really invested in these backgrounds.
Like trying to hide a nosebleed.
They were like really invested in like these.
There was a nurse and this guy having an intense face-to-face convo.
I know.
And I was like, oh my God.
And the guy's face is like crumpling. He's like,
I can't do this anymore.
The nurse is like, listen. You need to be strong for your family.
It was so intense. It's going to be okay. You're going to get into the SAG union.
You're going to get in the SAG union.
You just got to do convos.
You got to do 5 more industrials. Yeah. Like, you can do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to move back to Arkansas. I don't want to go back.
Where else have you done background work? Well, I was in Who's the Boss a few years ago. Oh, how was that? That's good.
It was season 8, so the episodes would get a bit thin by that time. But still, I put in good work.
They cut to, like, they legit show this birth. Like, they don't show the vajay, but they show the blanket. And it was just like, I think Golden Girls is just trying to be super edgy at this
Lots of sweat.
Screaming. This is not painting natural birth in a positive way. It was so painful sounding. And kudos to this actress who was just great at being in pain. I thought so. Personally, I liked her screams.
And the moment between Blanche and her daughter, I thought was really heartfelt.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
She said, "You're the bravest woman of all," and like,
"I can't do what you do."
Go to a sperm bank, get sperm shoved in you. I can't.
That's how it
imagine
works.
That's how it was written.
Yeah. So it was written. It was exact.
Get sperm shoved up inside of you.
You make a baby, and then you go to a birthing center. You're fucking nuts, you know. But I love you. And then she, and that, you know, saying I love you. You just trigger something for her, and the baby shoots out of her.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how babies work.
That's how babies work. Babies get triggered, and they decide to exit their mother's
birth canal. And
then the coach
grabs it.
The literal coach. With a whistle, right?
With a whistle.
They're like, my mother and my grandmother are having a moment, emotional moment, and some healing, so I can come out now.
Coach was like,
the world is ready to accept me.
Nice. That coach was like, I get to look at vagina today. Hey.
Not bad. I thought I was going to sell some hats.
And the hospital looked like the line at Star Tours. Like, it was all molded plastic, beige. Like, we're talking like old Star Tours before they redid it. But like kind of beige, molded plastic, graphite gray.
Doubting.
Muted teal walls. It just felt like the line
that was
tours.
Just like how everything Excel. Looked I think in like the early 90s.
Oh,
like
for
that,
sure
that was just
very bland. So the baby comes out, it's super huge, and they just start making out with the baby. They just coo it. And then it's over. Yay, little artificial sperm baby. Oh,
and it came out of her uni.
Yeah, that's about right. Uni.
We didn't talk about her.
So
she said something. It came out of my uni. So she just points at her. I don't know if she points at her uni, but she said something. Like,
she emotionally pointed at her uni.
Yeah, Sophia emotionally pointed at her uni.
Yeah, she said, you destroyed my uni, which I think was kind of
beautiful. Called her Bigfoot. You were 32 pounds when you came out of me when you were born. Is that
There's lots of surreal jokes.
Yeah.
Like the thing with the Rose talking about her nephew being born, or something with an arm gets replaced by a pair of forceps.
Yeah, so this like, dude, Lucky Luther,
what the fuck was that?
Lucky, it was like Lucky Larry or
Lucky
something.
Lucky Larry, and he was in charge of...
I wrote it somewhere.
He was in charge of fishing out corn cobs at the state fair.
Yeah, so that whole thing was like, like this guy was like the guy that gives birth, that delivers babies because like he's got a good grip.
I like that he just lost his arms, so they just made him into like Larry Forcep. Arms.
Foreskin. I think it is a foreskin.
Yeah. Larry Foreskin.
Hey, Larry Foreskin.
Yeah. I don't know. He seemed happy. Delivering babies and pulling out corn out of boiling hot water with forceps is not a bad life.
And then Rose's story of having a baby at the picnic, and he was present. He was like, luckily he was boiling corn at the time. Because I guess you give birth into hot water or something.
Yeah, that was weird.
Say that you need like hot water. Every time someone goes into labor, like on TV or movies or something, like they're like, boil some water, tear up some towels, and
bring a cat. Grab the cat.
Bring a cat.
I think it's like sterilize things or something. I don't know.
Grab three hummingbirds. Just random things. Well, yeah, and then they grab she remembers holding her baby and kissing her head that smelled like butter. Her buttery head.
Buttery head.
Oh man.
At that moment I really was in the mood for some popcorn.
Yeah.
I was in the mood for some buttery corn.
Yeah, sorry, I should have got some popcorn.
It's okay. God, we failed.
God, failed. Failed to be good.
Delete. Oh man. Okay, I think we did it, guys. Anything we missed?
No. I mean, Blanche delivers. I think we
Blanche
delivered.
Delivered,
and we delivered a great episode.
We delivered
today.
A great episode.
I think so.
Yay! Sorry. Okay, so this is gonna come out. Fuck! I don't have my phone. Oh yeah, I do. Hold on. This is gonna come out because of 1, 2, 3 on the 22nd of February.
Oh great!
Yeah, and so, is there any way people can find you online, or you have any event coming up that you like to promote,
Go ahead. People who are interested in the sound of my voice can hear my voice on my films at SeanDavidChristensen.com. That's spelled Sean the only way to spell it, S-E-A-N, Christensen with an E-N, S-E-N.
Take that. Fuck you, other Sean's.
Fuck, fuck you, S-H-A-W-N.
Or S-H-A-U-N.
Yeah. Actually, I'm kind of cool with A-U, but S-H-A-W, fuck that noise.
Yeah.
feeling very aggressive today.
Wow.
It's because of that doctor in the room.
That doctor coach.
Very aggressive today. Anyway, that's where you can find me.
Great. Yay. Yeah. Fantastical. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Genevieve, where can people find you?
All right. Well, you can find me online pretty much anywhere at Genevieve Rice. I'm not going to spell it for you. You have to figure it out if you really want to follow me.
Geneva.
Yeah. Yeah.
G-E-N-E-V-A.
Yep. Google my name. Do an image search. You'll mostly find pictures of me or pictures of grave sites because everyone else with my name is 95 years old. So, for shows coming up, I guess the 22nd is when this comes out. On the 23rd, I'm going to be doing Barflies at Valley Bar. Basically, I'm going to be telling a story along the theme of what makes us stronger. And
stronger than yesterday.
Tickets are $5, I think, and 5:15 or something like that if you buy them online. And
$5.15 $0.15
processing and handling.
Nice.
So yeah.
Yay. And I'm at Anthony Decimito on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me there. And after the 22nd, I'm gonna be performing at the Next Stage Theater February 27th. For the I think it's called the fuckboys show or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, fuckboys show.
Fuckboys show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All ages show,
all
right?
Ages.
Okay, great.
Fuckboys. Then the next day I'll be Flappers, February 28th in Burbank. I'm going to be in the Do Ask, Do Tell show. Mm. It is a gay military themed comedy show.
Oh.
So that should
That's
be
cool.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So if you are gay or enjoy military things or are a veteran or I don't know, if you're just you
or you
come to the show yeah. or you just want to go see comedy, come check it out. And along with their own individual Twitters and online stuff, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. Also at TIFBAP on Instagram. Music is by Brian Korkernick and Mike Dennison. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Audio Boom, or any other platform you should listen to us today. For the next person, then people, for those of you who are following along, the next episode is season 6, episode 2, and I forget the title, so we can make one up. We can call it Buttery Forehead.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Buttery Forehead. So
yeah. It's a kind of a conceptual episode.
Yeah, it's very conceptual. It's like,
yeah.
It's actually an episode of 60 Minutes.
You have to read an Oscar Wilde novel to really grasp the title and connect it to the episode.
You got to get up to our speed, folks.
Yeah, please. As you know, as of now, Hulu is streaming Golden Girls. It began February 13th.
What?
So you can not pay for episodes. I mean, you have to pay for a subscription, of course, but...
pass on the savings to you.
Pass on the savings to you! And so you can watch it now instead of just listening to us talk about it. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sean, for being here.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a beautiful day and or night. Yay! Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.